Great. I want to talk about some new directions in myeloma. Another agent that we've heard a lot about in other diseases, and I'm curious where things are right now in myeloma, is venetoclax. Can you comment on where we are with that?
So a whole host of drugs have been found to be active in relapsed multiple myeloma. Venetoclax is one of them. Venetoclax, particularly in the 11-14 subgroup, has a response rate of about 50%, whereas in the non-11-14 group, the response rate is much lower, like 5% or so. Venetoclax then moved into combinations. And so there was a trial done with venetoclax, bortezomib, dexamethasone in relapsed refractory disease. And that trial found higher deaths in the venetoclax arm. Investigators are trying to find out now what is it that's gone wrong and whether or not they can identify a population on whom venetoclax can be used safely.
What is your take on this? It seems like it's helpful in 11-14 disease. What do you think is going on with this trial?
I don't know. My colleague, Dr. Shaji Kumar, is the principal investigator of the trial, and he's actually presented the data for the very first time at the European Hematologic Association meeting. They did analyze all the deaths to try and see whether they can identify a group where there was no excess mortality and where it was purely benefit. Many of us are hoping that if that trial included all patients, and I was never a fan of that strategy. The drug had activity mainly in 11-14. The trial should have been done only in 11-14 patients. And I think had they done that, they might have not had this problem. It'll still require validation, Neil. I mean, anytime you have the Bellini trial is a complete wake-up call to the myeloma community. You have a trial where the MRD rate was 13%, MRD negative rate, 13% in the venetoclax arm and 1% in the placebo arm. The progression-free survival was 22 months in the venetoclax arm and 11 months in the placebo arm. You would think that's a winner. But guess what? The death rate was twice as high in the venetoclax arm, 22% versus 11%. And that means that progression-free survival, MRD, they all don't mean as much when you have a higher death rate, and they don't always predict which arm is likely to win.